And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, where we dig down deep. The shorter prayer. Ooh, interesting. Plus, where are the directions? Huh. And the professor of retirement, our very own Marty Schneider, joins us live every time Marty and I talk. Tons of fun for everyone. In today's Facebook post, why does it go too good?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, like salads that are racist, entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Today, we'll tell you about the emotional ending to a beautiful love story that spanned 69 years. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. An Illinois couple married for 69 years died 40 minutes apart while holding hands in their hospital room. Teresa Vatkin was 89 when she died at 12:10 a.m. alongside her husband, Isaac. Isaac Vatkin was 91. He died 40 minutes later in the room they shared at Highland Park Hospital in Skokie, Illinois. The touching story was told by the Associated Press. Relatives say the couple were holding hands when Teresa passed away. The couple's daughter, Clara Gesklin, said her father stopped breathing once their hands separated. She told WGN, "My father's chest went flat. I would think no more than 20 minutes later, they were both gone." Donald Vatkin is the couple's son. He told the Chicago Sun-Times, "The moment he felt we removed her hand from his, he was able to say, 'Okay, I'm done protecting her. I can go and rest as well.' He called it the ultimate act of chivalry, so he could go to heaven and open the door for her." Leo Vatkin, another son of Teresa and Isaac, said his father never wanted to do anything apart from his wife. He told those who attended the couple's joint funeral, "Their love for each other was so strong, they simply could not live without each other." It's a remarkable story of commitment in a country where the average length of a marriage is just 8 years, and the national divorce rate is 41%. How would you describe your health care? The word affordable probably is not the first word that comes to mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted healthcare option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Since I turned my heart to you, and I began to praise you, Jesus.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You know, I don't know if I gave out my address last time, the email address. I probably didn't. If you want to reach me, davidspoon at kprz.com. Don't forget our Facebook page, The David Spoon Experience. Plus, there's like nine other pages that make no sense. And then additionally, if you want to check out the book, hisappointment.com. Now, it's Church Disappointment, His Appointment. And the whole premise of that book is why a bad church experience may have been part of the Lord's plan for you. It was for me. And being a person that deeply believes that the Lord is not ailing and able to work things out in my life, just because I don't understand it doesn't mean he doesn't understand it. Biggest mystery of all is that Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. You know what that says? It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. And the big one that we all get caught up on is that one. Lean not on your own understanding. Because it's our little filter that we go, and that we interpret everything from. Therein lies the problem. Yeah. Okay.
I looked it up, and you do have four Facebooks.
Yeah, it's like unbelievable, right? That doesn't even include the ones... Then we have a Spoon Sunsets from Shutterfly. I'm serious. We lived in a condo that had just this incredible 5-mile view of the ocean. And we get there, and we had not seen the ocean sunset. And there are 2,000 pictures up there. And then after 2,001 pictures, I said, okay, that's enough. All right, let's get into it. Our DDD. Do we have a song for this? Is there a song for the shorter prayer? No song. Okay. The shorter prayer. This is in reference to Luke and Matthew. Some people will actually think of this as Luke versus Matthew. That would be strongly incorrect. When you read the Bible and you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you're reading the Gospels as we know them, the four Gospels that have been kept for us, so to speak. And people will try and do a comparison. Oh, you do have a sound. See, you're killing me here. All right, what's your sound on that? What do you got for me?
Father, thank you for this new day for the listener. This is a day that you've made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Together we ask for wisdom, revelation, and understanding for the listener, for the things we will face today. In Jesus' name, we speak strength and peace over them in the name of Jesus.
Okay, now see, that's the shorter prayer. You get it? All right, so in Luke, you get the prayer, Jesus teaching people to pray, and it's shorter than the one in Matthew. And then people who... unfortunately don't understand the Bible, or maybe just have this really deep desire to make sure that they are never accountable in this lifetime because they're going to be accountable the next, don't understand that the Gospels are not four perfect history books. Can you just put this in the brain and never let it go away? The Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, they are not four perfect history books. They are four accounts of four encounters with Jesus Christ. And if you go to an elephant from the north, and I go to the elephant from the south, and somebody goes from the east and the west, there are going to be at least three very different pictures of the very same thing. Just depends on the angle. So when Matthew recounts something, he's doing what he can. He's like, here's what I remember. When John does it, the same thing. Luke did more investigative work, and Mark was a disciple of Peter, so Peter was giving him a lot of that information. And that's why you have these differences. Now, what's more amazing than anything is how close they are versus how different they are. They're so close, it's incredible. That's part of the miracle of the Bible, is the synoptic gospels, that Matthew, Mark, and Luke see so much the same. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's a statistical anomaly. It's just incredible. And here's what's, you know, that's when you get into the passage where John says, hey, there's 20 or 30 gallons. He wasn't looking for the specifics to give you. He was telling you what's going on. That's how that works. Stop trying to make a big deal of something that doesn't exist. In Luke, when Luke recounts the teachings of Jesus on the prayer time, Luke has a shorter version. And typically, I'll teach on the longer version. In Matthew, do an expository teaching on each line. Today, I decided I wanted to do the Luke one because it's shorter and succinct, and it's a kind of a simple teach. Here's what it says. One day in the place where Jesus had just finished praying, one of his disciples requested, Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples. Jesus told them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation. In Luke's account, it's a shorter version of that experience. But what's cool about Luke's account is how that breakdown is so similar to the breakdown that Matthew gave. Let's look at the five elements of prayer, just real quickly, because you can do this for a sermon on a Sunday. Any pastor can do this for quite some time, but I only have 3 minutes. Here we go. Jesus said, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. You know what that means? Praise. Praise. Got it. Hey, Father, love ya. What a great sunset. Man, you're looking thin. Okay, you don't say that line, but you do give that you know, appreciation. Hallowed be your name. And then the next line, your kingdom come. Guess what that is? That's mission. There's a mission here. There's a plan. There's a purpose. There's something we're driving to and striving to, so to speak. The next thing that's brought up, give us each day our daily bread. What is daily bread, folks? That's provisions, the things that we need. It doesn't say give us our daily, you know, Xbox. Give us our daily, you know, well, I have to say it. Give us our daily in and out. Nope, it doesn't say you get daily in and out. Sorry. But it's the things that we need. Give us this day our daily bread. It starts with praise. It goes to mission. Then it goes to provision. And then Jesus says, and forgive us our sins as we also forgive everyone who sins against us. The next thing that comes into play is forgiveness. Now, he's using this as a model for you and me. He doesn't need the model for forgiveness, folks. But look where forgiveness is. It's fourth. Where some people get in there and they pray and they go, oh, Lord, miserable man that I am. And they spend 20 of 25 minutes telling God how bad they are. Guess what? You're wasting time. He knows how bad you are. Acknowledge it and get to the next point. Which in the framework of forgiveness is not just us being forgiveness, but us forgiving others. Maybe we should spend more time there instead of going, oh, I'm so miserable. Maybe we should be saying, Lord, help me not to be treating people so miserable. That might be better. And then at the end, he is, and lead us not into temptation. And temptation's going to have to do with spiritual warfare and danger and protection. But ultimately, it's safety. You know, lead us not into temptation. We don't want to go in bad places. Right? Keep us safe. So when you break it down in that simplistic format, it's like, okay, praise, mission, provision, forgiveness, safety. Wow. That doesn't seem as deep and complex. No, I don't. I think it's fine to do your prayer and say, hey, you're awesome. Hey, I want to make sure I'm doing your stuff. Hey, I need some help on this financial thing. Hey, help me to have that soft heart that forgives because you've forgiven me. And don't let me go to places I shouldn't go to because that's a bad thing, whether it's mentally, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, physically, or any other way. That's the breakdown. It's a shorter prayer, nonetheless, equally effective in every realm. Think of it in those terms. It'll help your prayer life. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.
I truly appreciate the Bible's pearls of wisdom relating to everyday life. For instance, the 19th century English poet Thomas Bailey gave us this well-known phrase, "Absence makes the heart grow fonder." Most of us would recognize from experience the wisdom of that saying. But nearly 3,000 years ago, here's how Solomon approached the same subject. "Seldom set foot in your neighbor's house, lest he become weary of you and hate you." Well, in a world where more is better, choosing not to do an otherwise good thing seems odd. But that's why I love the Bible. It makes me stop and think before acting. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's wisdom for life on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Today, we'll tell you about the emotional ending to a beautiful love story that spanned 69 years. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. An Illinois couple married for 69 years died 40 minutes apart while holding hands in their hospital room. Teresa Vatkin was 89 when she died at 12:10 a.m. alongside her husband Isaac. Isaac Vatkin was 91. He died 40 minutes later in the room they shared at Highland Park Hospital in Skokie, Illinois. The touching story was told by the Associated Press. Relatives say the couple were holding hands when Teresa passed away. The couple's daughter, Clara Gestlin, said her father stopped breathing once their hands separated. She told WGN, "My father's chest went flat. I would think no more than 20 minutes later, they were both gone." Donald Vatkin is the couple's son. He told the Chicago Sun-Times, "The moment he felt we removed her hand from his, he was able to say, 'Okay, I'm done protecting her. I can go and rest as well.' He called it the ultimate act of chivalry, so he could go to heaven and open the door for her." Leo Vatkin, another son of Teresa and Isaac, said his father never wanted to do anything apart from his wife. He told those who attended the couple's joint funeral, "Their love for each other was so strong, they simply could not live without each other." It's a remarkable story of commitment in a country where the average length of a marriage is just 8 years, and the national divorce rate is 41%. How would you describe your health care? The word affordable probably is not the first word that comes to mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted healthcare option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Every time you say you love me.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Oh, I got another DDD I think you're going to like. I think you're going to like this. I do want to remind you, go to kprz.com. Check out all the different things we got going on. Don't forget the Master's Pastors. Don't forget about the tuition, half-price tuition. The opportunities there are getting tighter and tighter. Just a lot of cool stuff. And I'm looking forward because I know on Thursday I get a chance to talk to Dr. Robert Jeffress's coordinator for his national ministry. And I'll have a great opportunity to have Dr. Jeffress on the show a few times between now and our pastor's appreciation lunch. So I'm looking forward to that. He's a great guy. Let's see. Don't need to cover that. Todd, Tugboat Todd, talk to me all about the San Diego soccer stuff. What is it called? What was the thing called?
Footy McFooty Face.
Footy McFooty Face. Okay.
You thought you had some better names.
Yeah, I did. I think San Diego Gold O's would have been much better. I just think that.
How many O's would be in that?
As many as you can do, as long as you can get that guy's voice and not have to pay him royalties. And then there at the station, every time they score on the speakers, they can go, goal! You know, just that long, you know, really goal thing. I think that'd be cool.
I think that's a great idea. I love it.
Yeah. So if it goes from here to them and they steal it, copyrighted right here, right now, just in case people want to know what's going on. Let's get into our DDD. We do not have a sound for this, but we do have a call to pay attention. Like that? Call to pay attention. It's called Where Are the Directions? Where are the directions? Have you, if you are a husband or a wife and you have been driving in the car before they had navigation systems, and even still with navigation systems, you will notice that from time to time getting lost in the process is easier to do than one might acknowledge. And it's been, what, a running joke that men will keep driving around until they find another gas station to ask somebody else how to get there, right?
Getting out the old Thomas Brothers?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
6G. I'm looking at 6G. I don't see it.
That's like ages ago, right? It's so long ago. So, you know, getting directions, though, is still pretty important. I had an opportunity to meet with Davin Berryhill at San Diego Calvary Chapel, and we had to meet in a part of the city in San Diego I wasn't that familiar with. And I put that in my little phone, and it took turn here, go here, left here, right here, you know, up here, down here, around there, find parking, da-da-da-da-da. It was like, it's fantastic, because having directions helps you get there.
You can't trust that 100%, though. There was one Garmin accident where it told a lady to turn into a body of water.
That doesn't seem like a good idea. I did have something bad that happened that wasn't from my Google. It was from my navigation system in my car, and it told me to go to the destination I was going, and it actually took me in a circle to get back there because the destination was only 2 miles the other direction. So I thought that was amusing since I arrived at that particular – that's Pastor Troy, just to let you know, and I arrived at that destination 40 minutes late. Now, I'm not going to confess whether or not I was speaking in a third tongue or not, but let's say my wife had to wash her ears because I was like, where am I? Because, I'm, you know, that's how it is. Well, directions are important for the believer. How about this in Luke chapter 10? Let's see if you picked this up before. Luke chapter 10, verse 25 and 26. One day an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? Jesus replied. Stop. This is right where everybody does the same thing. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Do these and you'll live. Who is my neighbor? And that's the whole rest of the story, right? Don't. Stop. Stop. There's an expert in the law. He's no dummy. He's an expert in the law. Got it? Not a problem. He said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Might be a question as to whether inherit is the best word, but one of those words does mean come into, arrive into. But let's just go for the sake of conversation that he's saying, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus replies, what is written in the law? That's what Jesus replies, right? Here's what I want you to get. The teacher is testing Jesus and is asking the same question that people have been asking for eons of time. What do I got to do to inherit eternal life? What is it that has to take place for me to get to eternal life? So I want to give you an answer in the negative, and then we'll review Jesus's answer. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Should I ask the government? What should I do to inherit eternal life? Will the government know? Shall I ask the media? How do I inherit eternal life? How about you ask your boss, the person who signs your paycheck, what do I do to inherit eternal life? What about the mailman? After all, he brings mail. Maybe he knows the answer to eternal life. Ask the plumber. The plumber always knows. ask the ask the Hollywood people. After all, they certainly propose to the universe that they know everything. Better than that, ask a sports figure, because they can tell you how to ask a politician. How about asking magazines? Forget that. You all know what to do. Ask the internet. Ask the television. Look at your television and ask it, how do I inherit eternal life? Ask the radio. You're listening to it now. Ask the wise. Ask the gurus. How do I inherit eternal life? Well, for crying out loud, why don't you ask the scientists how to inherit eternal life? Why not ask the professors? They're telling us everything that we do is wrong, and they know everything. Let's ask them, how do we inherit eternal life? You might as well ask your dog, how do you inherit eternal life? Because all of those places to go to get the answer is not where you go to get the answer. Jesus told the guy where to get the answer. He said, teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Here's Jesus' reply. What is written in the law? What does God have to say? What is the Lord's words regarding eternal life? You see, we go past this, and I understand we do because we're going into that bigger teach, but let's just stop right here. People are asking all the time about getting answers, and we're going to all these different elements to get answers, and the answer for eternal life is found in God's word. You can ask a sports figure, you can ask a scientist or a professor, you can ask a guru, and I say you might as well ask your dog or your cat, because the place to get the answer for eternal life is in the word of God, is in the law of God, is in the teachings of God, is in the commands of God, it's in the understandings of God, it's in the communications of God, it's in the statutes of God, it's in the heart of God, which he communicates in his word. All these different places, millions of people have looked and asked, and none of them have an answer to eternal life, but God, because he's the creator of life and the sustainer of life. You can look in all those other places and you will find no answer. But if you want to know about eternal life, you will find the answer from God in his word. How important is that to recognize? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Did you hear that? Of course you didn't. It's a drone. They can be pretty stealthy. That's why the military weaponizes them to take out bad guys in hard-to-reach places. But drones do more than deliver firepower. They can also deliver those new shoes you ordered online. Or get a drone with a camera, and you can see the world around you in a whole new way. Do you have a drone? Well, if not, you probably have something that kind of does the same thing, and that's your Bible. For example, the Bible can help you battle the baddest guy of all, the devil. The book of Ephesians says the word of God is the sword of the Spirit and that we're to use it against the devil. The Bible's not going to deliver your new shoes, but its word can deliver peace and joy right to the door of your heart. And because the Bible is the word of God, it gives you his perspective on the world around you, and that can help you better navigate life's challenges. Want to know more about the value of spending time in God's word? Go to findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where we have a first that you have not yet heard. I don't know if it's actually been communicated at different times, but let's say it's a first on this show that we are communicating that our very, very favorite friend in the world, our very own Marty Schneider, has done something that I've been secretly praying for him to do for a long time. He has taken two websites and merged them into one. Thank you, Marty.
You're so welcome.
Before, for those that do not know, first of all, you can always reach Marty by phone, 1-800-727-PLAN, 1-800-727-7526. He also had two websites. Uh-huh. One, theretirementprofessor.com, and the other, professorsocialsecurity.com. And it is my understanding, Marty, that you have brought the professorsocialsecurity.com with its cape and its superhero underwear and brought that into theretirementprofessor.com. Is that correct?
That is correct. There's been a merger is what's happened here, David. Yes, we've merged the two websites. They're now all at The Retirement Professor. So it'll be a little bit less confusing, I think. And I didn't know you were secretly praying for that. That's good news.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I never wanted to say anything to you because every time I thought of Professor Social Security, I thought of some character in some superhero outfit that was older but had a cape and had droopy knees. And I kept thinking, I don't like that. I need a professor. not a superhero, because that just reminded me of a cape or something. I don't know. Great job on that. I'm glad you did that. That'll make it a lot easier. The Retirement Professor, theretirementprofessor.com. It's got everything you can need in the whole world. Marty, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, David. I'm doing pretty good. You know, I had a little surgical procedure last week, and I'm back to work here as of today, so I'm feeling way better, and it's always an experience to deal with healthcare providers these days. That is really quite a shock to the system, but feeling great. Thank you.
All right, and we're hoping, of course, that some of that dealing with them gets better. We'll see, right?
Yeah. I was reading a survey today, and this was really one of the things I wanted to chat about was, for years, when people were asked the question, what is their, primary financial concern, for many people, about a third, it was always, running out of money in retirement or not having, sufficient retirement funds was always at the very top of the list. That has now been replaced as officially by healthcare concerns, paying premiums for healthcare, paying copays, paying deductibles, and just all of the whole aura of, dealing with healthcare, particularly in the retirement year. So that is now past the running out of money concern that people have.
How long ago was it that the actual concern was retirement, and how long ago has it been since that has switched to a healthcare fear versus the retirement or concern versus the retirement concern?
It just happened. I mean, the most recent survey was late 2016, when it was the first time they kind of flipped where healthcare became the primary concern. So for years, really, David, as long as I can remember, the answer to that survey question was always, running out of money in retirement or not having sufficient resources or being dependent upon others and family in retirement. always the top of the list. And now, I believe it was November, the end of November, the survey was redone, and healthcare passed the running out of money concern. They were still close, and running out of money was still up there. It was in number two position, but having gone through the system here just recently, I sure understand the concern. It is, it just seems so disjointed in so many ways, and hopefully, you know, there's some legislation does get put together that really, really fixes this for people, because it's pretty grinding to go through it. Have you been through it, David?
You know, I've been through certain processes, but I'm going to tell you something that I have not really confessed on the air, so you get to hear confessions on the air while you're talking to me. The okay. Premiums have been so high and the deductibles so high that I have purposely not gone to the doctor 80% of the time because it was just too much money.
Right.
And it's like, I don't know how they ever thought that was helping me in healthcare, but when they tell me that my deductible is $6,000,
yeah,
it's like, I'm not going to spend $6,000 if I'm going there per se. And it's like, it just becomes a waste unless I think it's something super, super serious. And that's my attitude about it.
It's awful. And you know, the problem with that is that I think you reflect the attitude of, you know, so many people. And then what happens is, you know, we might put off some kind of routine things that we don't believe are, you know, big dangers health-wise. And then the little things can turn into bigger things because you're not kind of getting the routine checkups along the way. And to me, that really is the crime of the whole thing. We need to encourage people to, you know, be motivated to stay healthy and get the regular checkups and the physicals and do the routine kind of screenings that will help hopefully avoid, you know, the bigger issues. So that it's all upside down right now to me.
Is this a government fix? Is this a free market fix, or is this a combo?
Yeah, boy, that's a $64,000 question. I think it's going to have to be a combo. And the reason I say that is, since the government's already involved, and when we have the present administration, David, talking about repeal and replace, they're not just talking about repeal, they're talking repeal and replace. So when I hear the replace word, to me it implies that there is going to be, you know, a government intervention in this process somewhere. And I must say that I do believe that there are pieces of the Affordable Care Act, the so-called Obamacare, that need to stay. For example, you know, people with pre-existing conditions, they can't be excluded from health care. They need health care. If you've got a heart condition or a cancer condition or something serious, we can't have insurance companies say, nope, you know, that's the pricey stuff, we're not going to cover you. That's not, to me, that's not moral. So that kind of component, you know, I believe is got to stay. But, gosh, I'm one of those guys, David, that my premium went from November of last year to January 1 of this year, just for two human beings, just my wife and I went from $1,050 a month to $1,500
wow.
a month.
Yeah.
$1,500 a month. And by the way, it's kind of crummy coverage, big deductibles, big copays. And so it's not a Cadillac plan by any means. And I just don't know how people do it.
Well, I think the first thing is that whatever it is the people have, the government should have. No more of this separated,
yeah.
you know, this separated health care. Let every lawmaker have the exact same health care we all have,
mm-hmm.
and then I bet you there'll be a bigger motivation to fix it. I mean, everybody, you know, that's in public service has to use the public format. I just think that would motivate them to do a better job. And the other thing that always bothered me is it always bothered me under the Obama administration, under the Obamacare Act, they were talking about death panels, which, of course, is highly, you know, unethical and terrible. But I never did see the difference between that death panel and the death panel of an insurance company denying somebody health care coverage because they have a pre-existing condition. How is that not also a death panel? I mean, how is that any different by them selecting and saying, we're not going to cover these people? I mean, it's like the same thing. It's like, see, this is the part I don't get. It's like, I know the capitalistic system works for an economy,
but only if everybody's kind of working at it and not trying to bleed it dry.
Amen. And this is where, you know, sort of the, if you will, David, the dark underbelly of capitalism comes in, because it's the greed piece that is kind of infused into the system, and everybody's kind of protecting their own turf and their own wallet and their own income. And at some point, I mean, you know, there has to be a moral attitude that says, gosh, you know, people in this country that need health care for cancer and heart conditions and, you know, those kinds of serious things, we can't just say no to them. And, you know, these are folks that are going to go into bankruptcy because they don't have the cash to pay the I mean, David, I was in an outpatient facility, right? I was in at 7:30 in the morning on Wednesday. I was home by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And that will be somewhere in the neighborhood of $15,000.
Wow. That's incredible.
So, you know, how do normal folks handle something like that? And so, gosh, you know, I don't know what the ultimate disposition of this is going to be, but I do believe it has to be fixed, because right now, to me, this thing is in just a mess, and it's in turmoil, and it's hurting people. That's the worst part. It really hurts our citizens. So that's who we're supposed to be protecting here.
Can you plan for health care in that future? Like, you know how you're doing retirement planning. Can you include that when you're reviewing somebody and their preparations, whether they're high dollar or low dollar is not a relevant point. Can you include health care as a part of that planning preparation?
Absolutely. Absolutely so. Yes. Very, very important. So issues, David, like, you know, when somebody hits 65 and they go on to Medicare, then, you know, we need to talk about the Medicare supplements, the plans that kind of fill in the gaps for the things that Medicare doesn't cover. So that is Medicare planning, which really is important. And then I think really what is perhaps the most scary to people is the long-term care, where if they need to go into a nursing facility with skilled care for, you know, a year or two, and you're talking about ridiculous monthly fees of, you know, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month. Gosh, you know, you can go through a life savings in, you know, in a year or two. And so that's another place that people really get concerned about, and it needs to be addressed as part of, you know, your retirement planning, because not too many people can really afford to just cash flow that out of their, you know, out of their checkbook. So that has to be a conversation that people have with their advisors around, you know, what would they do if either spouse needed to go into that kind of a facility? And David, the statistics really would indicate that in more than 50% of marriages, one or the other of the spouse will ultimately need some kind of long-term care like that.
That is why I need people to get in touch with you, Marty, because if they don't have any idea what's going on and they get hit with these things as they're going down the road, they're not going to have anything left. And we don't know who's going to be there to help. And that I think, is that's a bigger concern, I think, than people are willing to acknowledge. It's easy to talk about it when you're in your 40s or 50s, but when you start getting into your 70s and 80s, this is a time where it's like, nope, now we got to get to the core of it. I need people who are out there who don't know what to do to get in touch with Marty and set up a time just to talk to him, so that there can be some planning against this, so that it doesn't just hit you and it destroys your life just all at once. You need to get in touch with Marty. It's pretty serious, as you can tell, that Marty and I are talking about, because it affects people and it wounds people and it destroys people. And it's like, nah, that's not good. So I want you to give Marty a call. 1-800-727-PLAN. 1-800-727-7526. Or you can check him out at theretirementprofessor.com. But don't delay, especially if you're not sure what's going on. Marty, I appreciate the passion you have in that and talking about that and being open with the audience and sharing about your experience.
Thanks, David. Sure. It's always great to be with you. And I look forward to chatting again next week.
You got it, brother. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break, then come back with more. Don't go anywhere. Mm-hmm.
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Did you hear that? Of course you didn't. It's a drone. They can be pretty stealthy. That's why the military weaponizes them to take out bad guys in hard-to-reach places. But drones do more than deliver firepower. They can also deliver those new shoes you ordered online. Or get a drone with a camera, and you can see the world around you in a whole new way. Do you have a drone? Now, if not, you probably have something that kind of does the same thing, and that's your Bible. For example, the Bible can help you battle the baddest guy of all, the devil. The book of Ephesians says the word of God is the sword of the Spirit and that we're to use it against the devil. The Bible's not going to deliver your new shoes, but its word can deliver peace and joy right to the door of your heart. And because the Bible is the word of God, it gives you his perspective on the world around you. And that can help you better navigate life's challenges. Want to know more about the value of spending time in God's word? Go to findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Often in the brokenness of the human heart, there is created an avenue for God to release his grace. This is Jim Garlow. I like what I see spiritually in much of what is taking place in the church I pastor. I like the things that have been torn away, the fact they're gone. I didn't like the process, but I like the results. Look at your church. You have your own journeys. It's likely you've gone through some hard times. But if you look at them and approach them with the right attitude, not grousing or complaining, but saying, okay, God, we're here for you to do a work in us. When you're in that attitude, God does something in you as you come out of it. You find yourselves a stronger community of believers with a stronger sense of community holiness than before you began. This is Jim Garlow. There's more at jimgarlow.com. Get the details at jimgarlow.com and be prepared to live out your faith.
If you want to change our nation's families, the best place to start is in your own home.
This is Real Family Life with Dennis Rainey for Tuesday, May 2nd. Listen to the way this man responded when he was given the opportunity to work full-time building strong families.
We know that if we have to stand up and say something about marriage, we're going to have to sit down and do something at home. And that's worth giving your life to something that matters, and it makes you better at home.
I can understand where he's coming from. In 1994, I invited a group of leaders to a meeting to discuss the concept of a family reformation. We talked about what was needed for radical change to take place in families across our country. But about an hour into our discussion, something happened. Each of us began to fall silent. We began to realize that something needed to happen in us and in our own families. We had hoped to create a resounding battle cry for the masses. We ended instead with introspection, earnest prayers, and a somber heart. One final thought. As you look around and see crumbling families everywhere, don't lose heart. You can do something. It all starts by asking the question that faced all of us at that meeting. What does God expect of me and my family? I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
In my heart, there are tears. So I come to you, my friend. And now I'm asking you again.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is an excellent way to do that. We only have a few minutes left. I want to make sure we get our Facebook posted. Do we have sound on the Facebook post? I couldn't remember. It's just, I think it's the age. Do we or do we not? Okay. Well, that'll make that easy. It's titled, Why Does It Go to Good? Why? Why do I even ask you? That's the other question I have. Why does it go to good? Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 5 says this, "Nevertheless, The Lord your God was not willing to listen to Balaam, but the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing for you because the Lord your God loves you. We get hung up on Romans 8:28 and we go around and we quote it, and we can probably quote it in more than one translation. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. The NAS, God causes all things to work together for good. It doesn't matter where you're going with it. I think the end game is pretty much the same. Things are turning to the good. What we don't typically quote on the Romans 8:28 is this connection that it has to Deuteronomy 23:5, and it's the why it goes to good. Because when Balaam tried to curse the children of Israel, God turned the curse into a blessing. And when the enemy tries to curse you and destroy you, the Lord takes it and turns it into something completely different. He tried to take a guy named Saul and destroy the church, but when God was done with the situation, his name was Paul, and he was a builder of the church. The thing that I'm asking is, why does it go to the good? Why does it get there? And Deuteronomy 23:5 tells you, the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing for you because the Lord your God loves you. He takes one thing and makes it into another thing. He turns the curse, the bad, the yuck, into another thing altogether. And then he explains the reason why he does it. It's because he loves you. His motivation is because of his love for you. No, it's not based on the great things that you do. It's based on his heart filled with love that he expresses towards you, that he takes a cursed or a cursing and turns it into a blessing. Only the power of God can take that which is ultimately designed to destroy us and make it to bring us into life. Only the creator of the universe and the king of the universe can do that, and he tells you why. It's not because you deserve it. It's not because of your brilliance. It pretty much doesn't depend on you. It depends on him and his character and his motivation, which is one of love. It's that love that God has that moves the bad into good. It doesn't always happen the way you want it. And it doesn't always happen in the timing you want it, but it happens the best way that it can happen because God is the one who designs it. That's what you gotta know. Amen? Amen. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
B
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House says President Trump and his Russian counterpart have spoken about Syria and come away with the prospect of increased cooperation.
The two leaders spoke by phone for the first time since the U.S. launched missiles against an airbase in Syria, a move that outraged Russia. But this was described by the White House as a very good phone discussion that included a focus on setting up safe zones in Syria. There was also talk of a face-to-face meeting in July at a summit in Germany. The White House also announced a State Department official will be sent to this week's Russian-led talks on Syria in Kazakhstan. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Taking a look at the Wall Street numbers, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 36 points to 20,950. The NASDAQ rose 4. The S&P advanced 3. And oil continued its decline, down $1.18 to $47.66 a barrel. This is SRN.
This is AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station, a service of Salem Media Group.
KPRZ, San Marcos, Poway, San Diego.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers.
Here's the word on wealth, a retirement update from five-star wealth manager, certified financial planner, Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to this edition of the Word on Wealth. Marty Schneider here, and glad to have you along. The stock market has been sort of humming along since interest rates are still pretty low. The Employee Benefits Research Institute suggests that Americans are feeling less confident about their retirement plans. There are three good reasons for this stressing. Number one is fear of expenses in retirement. Number two is debt continues to plague retirees. Last but not least, low returns on safe accounts. Most people say that they have not sought the assistance of a financial advisor. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-727.